Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I?
Yes, sir. Are you? Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes. Could I have your number in case I miss you?
0242.
0242.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
0242.
What's that, an extension?
Yes, sir.
That's your extension. Okay. I'm calling because your company, or I assume you're a third party, Bites Hub Meal Planning, which I've never heard of, billed me $49.89 incorrectly on December 25th. Can you help me get that money back, sir?
Let me see your verify your shipping address, please.
I'm assuming, because I don't have any idea. I have a couple addresses. I'm assuming it's 1118 South Potomac Street.
Okay.
It was charged on my business credit card. That had a former address. I changed locations beginning this year. So this is, 2021. I had a different address.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you the cancellation number. I can give you the reference number on my credit card. I certainly can provide you the information that I'm talking about if you need help.
Okay. DC is for our contest entry. Now, if you don't remember trying to win an iPhone, iPad, or a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I would completely remember if I did it, but I'm not saying that I have any idea what you're talking about. So I have no idea about a contest entry. I have no idea about signing up with Bites Hub Meal Planning. I've never heard of that in my life. So they could have tricked one of my kids. I have no idea. I'm just being honest. I'm looking for an honest company. I can't even get information on this. So I'm a little bit, kind of wowed, to tell you the truth.
Gotcha. I do understand that. All right. Well, what we do here in the fraud department, we could put this under a fraud investigation for you.
Do you suggest I call my credit card company and get it canceled?
I wouldn't be able to suggest anything on that, sir. Like I said, we have our own fraud, so we can we can do a fraud investigation where so we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify who ordered it. Did
you
prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges?
Can you give me your name, sir,
yes, sir,
and your company? Huh?
Yes, sir. My name is Demetrius, and this is for the contest entry.
Can you give me the contest entry, what it was, what contest?
It was to enter for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Can you tell me the company that ran the contest?
It's called contest entry.
Well, if it got anywhere near my email or my company, because this is a company credit card, there would have been somebody that sent me this. You can't give me a company name?
The company name is Contest Entry, sir.
That is a company?
Yes, sir.
Do you have their telephone number?
This is the telephone number, sir. You're speaking to them now.
Oh, so you are you work for Contest Entry Company?
Yes, sir.
And could I have your address?
We're online based, sir.
You don't have an office or an address? You're just...
It's online based. Everything is online based with us, sir.
Well, there has to be an address, sir. There's no, you know, you can't, you have to, you don't have an address? Like, what are you sitting on a cloud somewhere? And
if that's what you want to assume, but there is everything is online based, sir.
I understand that. The company's not online based, sir.
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, so you work from home and the company has no address anywhere?
I'm just saying, sir, the company is online based, sir. That's all I'm saying. There wouldn't be an address.
So you're saying that's all you're allowed to tell me?
It's not that, sir. Just that's what it is, sir. It's online based.
And it's not a business. It's just a kind of like a hoax thing. Is that what it is?
No, sir. It's a contest entry. You enter for a chance to win one of those items.
Yeah, but how did the contest entry get to my contact information? What was the contest affiliated with, sir?
What do you mean? What is affiliated with, sir?
Well, you would have had to have an affiliation in order to have me or somebody in my employee set up in this contest. It doesn't just come through contest entry company. Here you can win a phone or a pad or a whatever it is, a vacuum cleaner.
That's exactly how it is, sir.
Well, can you send me a copy of that entry?
I wouldn't be able to send that, so I wouldn't be able to send that information, sir. We wouldn't have anything to send that.
Could you give me someone that could?
There wouldn't be anybody that could do that, sir. It would have been done from like an email when leading from the site. The only way we can get the information or anybody's information if it was put on the site, sir. We just can't get card information or anybody's information out of nowhere.
So what is the subscription for?
Entering for a chance to win one of those items. That's what it's for. It is monthly. Every month you're entering for a chance to win one of those products.
So $49.89 per month, you have a shot to win one of those products. Is that what it is?
Correct, sir.
Can you send me the details of that, or is it vapor on the internet? In other words, you're saying I'm paying $49.89, and I have no way of getting the rules now?
Say that last part again for me, sir.
In other words, could you please send me the rules then, per what the rules are to win this, so I can see what this entry is? Maybe I should stay in it. How would I know? Can you give me the courtesy of telling me how to do that?
It's nothing we'll be able to send, sir. Like I said, it would have been from an email that was on email or anything of that nature, but we wouldn't be able to email it out again.
So I have to go through my archives to find out which one of my employees, and if I still have it on record, that's the only way I could see it, right? On one of the computers in my company. That's what you're saying?
Say that one more time for me, please.
Well, in other words, if I, I'm seeing that you're charging me $49.89, and what you're telling me is it's reoccurring. Every month I'm paying to you for that, right?
Right.
And you're saying that it's for, I don't know, for how long?
It's monthly until it's canceled.
And so you can't give me any details at all. The only option I have is to cancel it. And then, according to you, you're the fraud department, so you'll research if it's fraudulent. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
And what exactly would make it fraudulent, sir? Are you able
if
to...
If you didn't... If it...
When you discover the end of your research, can you send me your discovery?
Right. If it's proven as fraudulent charge, you get a refund. If it's not fraud, the account will just be canceled. And then we track it down from the IP address to see who did order this.
And you won't send me the confirmation that it wasn't fraudulent. You're just going to say that, well, it's canceled now, and see you later, alligator. Is that what you're saying?
Long story short, sir, it's just if it's not fraudulent, the discharge will stay there. If it's fraudulent, you'll get a refund.
And that the merchant is Top Health Beauty Concept?
No, sir. It's contest entry. That may have pops up on the card statement. Because they deal with a lot of different other products, sir.
You've never heard of Top Health Beauty Concept?
Yes. If that's how it pops up on the bank statement, sir, for that charge, that would be us.
That would be you?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll call the. I understand. I'll call the credit card company then, because what you're saying is it's just a scam, right?
No, sir. I'm letting you know if it's. Go ahead.
Well, tell me this, sir. Tell me this. I got a transaction on the 23rd of January. Has that contest been concluded, and was there a winner awarded?
On the 23rd of January.
No, on the charge, you charged me $49.89.
Right.
Action date was January 23rd. Can you tell me who won that month?
Can I tell you who won that month?
Yeah. Well, you said to me this prescription is for a monthly drawing.
Right.
So that means you're saying to me that someone wins either an iPad or a vacuum or something every month.
Right.
Can you tell me who won in December and who won in January?
We wouldn't be able to give out personal information like that, sir, if somebody who won. That's personal information.
So you wouldn't be able to tell me that someone actually won in a state or in a city or anything? Just
right. Somebody won, of course, but I wouldn't be able to give you their information.
How would anybody know?
They would get an email, and they would get it sent out.
All right, buddy. I see it. I'll call the credit card company. Okay.
All right. So you didn't want to go through the fraud investigation, sir?
No, I want you to investigate it. But I understand what you're saying, right? I mean, there is no such thing as what you're doing. You don't even have
yes,
a freaking
sir.
Address. I absolutely
yes,
want. To do it, could you give me the reference number for your investigation?
Okay. Well, let me put in that fraud investigation. Provide me a few seconds, please.
Sure.
All right, sir. Thank you for patiently waiting. All right, is this your email here? Paul Fine.
Yep.
Finderson at Comcast.net.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, while the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue a temporary refund for him. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. During the fraud investigation, if we do need any more information or we find that information of who ordered the products, sir, we do contact you. This is a good call. It's just a good phone number here. 410-937-8068.
That's the number.
All right, and that's a good email to contact too, sir.
That email's still good. It's attached to my company. Yep.
Gotcha. Well, if we do need any more information from you, or we do get that information, we do send it out to you. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Would you give me the investigation number, sir?
Sure. 920-396-894.
So that's the same thing as the cancellation number?
Correct. Because that's the same account.
Everything
is
on
the same. Go ahead.
Are you Demetrius?
Yes, sir.
Could I have your telephone number, Demetrius?
It's the number you're calling now, sir. There isn't any different telephone number. My extension is 0242.
Would you give me that number, please, Demetrius?
The phone number you're calling now?
Your telephone number, sir. Would you please give me your telephone number?
Okay. You can contact us from this number here, 877-646-2263.
877-646-2263. And you said you were going to give me my credit?
Yes, sir.
And I should expect it in a week or two or 3 weeks?
No, sir. 3 to 5 business days.
And what amount are you going to send?
The full refund, sir, of the amount of $49.89, sir.
Okay, Demetrius.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Would you give me the company names that you work under, sir?
I did give you that information, sir. It is contest entry.
It was contest entry company, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's not located in any state. It's located only on the internet.
Yes, sir. It is online-based, sir.
And can you tell me who Bites Hub Meal Planning is?
Bites Hub Meal Planner, that's a meal planner.
And that's affiliated with this $49 charge?
That's for a meal planner if you get a meal planner with it, sir. But this is for the contest entry. We do offer meal planners also.
What else do you offer, Demetrius? Do you have anything else that I might be interested in?
That's it, sir. Contest entry meal planners.
Just Bites Hub meal planners and contest entry. That's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.